And you know, I went, I'm trying to think of how many years ago, just five or 6 years ago, I went to Cuba. And I went to interpret for the Cuban Japanese. And they were incarcerated. All 348 men were incarcerated for 4 years in, and of all places, they called it the, what's the name of that? Presidio. The prison was called Presidio. And I went there, and some of the Japanese men are my age. And so but I think they said four or five committed suicide, and but only the men were taken and imprisoned under Batista, and they did what the Americans did and said. Oh yeah, I didn't know that. I was so happy to be asked to go, you know, because I went to Cuba and learned. But we had to go through Mexico City and then fly into Cuba and then come back out again through Bay the same way. So when I came to San Francisco, they said to me, "Where have you been?" And so I said, "We went to Cuba." And they said, "Well, the stamp is 19 days. There's a vacuum of 19 days because Mexico stamp and Mexico stamp out, you know, there's a 19-day lapse." So they said to me, "Well, what were you doing?" Well, they told us right away. They said, "Don't lie. Tell them everything that you know and show the letter that you have from a previous, you know, program." So I was all ready, and I came up to the window, and the guy said to me, "Well, what happened to these 19 days in between?" And I said, "This is the way it was. I went to interpret for the Cuban men that were incarcerated during the war." And he said, "They were?" And I said, "Yeah, and this is what happened," and so forth. And I was talking to him, and he said, "Cool." Wang, 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 wang. Stamped all the stamps, and out I came. And they didn't even open my suitcase, didn't do nothing. You know, well, some of my group, you know, they were fussing around with paper and stuff like that, and so they got put into a room, you know. But I just told him exactly, you know, and he said, "Cool," he said. But you know, when the Cuban people, they were mostly from Okinawa, which is the most southern island in Japan. It's much like Hawaii. You know, when they went to Cuba, they thought they were back home. Yeah. Oh, you should see the orchids and everything. They were just huge, beautiful, coming out of the trees, bananas, papayas, mangoes, everything. They thought, you know, they thought, oh, they came just like where they left. And they were so happy, you know, all except that they were on what they call the Isle of Man, and it was the most worst soil there is. And they gave them that. And do you know that these Japanese people, they work and they stop the salt from coming into the land, and it became one of the most productive cane fields that there is. And the people in Cuba, the Japanese people in Cuba, are so highly, what you would call, praised for their effort. All the herbal, botanical, all those things are all done by the Japanese herbalists or a Japanese horticulture people. All their lands were confiscated, just like us. But when Castro came, they gave everybody that had land, they gave them 6 hectare or 65 hectare or whatever it is. When I look at their farm, it's much like the size of our farm. So I'm figuring it's like 10 acres or so. And all these Japanese people, they farm, and then they take the, you know, the Castro takes the whatever it is, and anything left over, everybody's got a little stall, and they could sell. They could sell their produce, and I like, they're happy. I kept saying, well, why would you stay in this godforsaken place? And they would say, well, where would we go? So they're completely happy with where they are.
Right.
They got enough to eat, you know. And it's of course, they're all intermarried now. You know, they're really more, you know, Spanish, and they speak Spanish. A lot of people still kept their Japanese, you know, and like a lot of the older people, they speaking in Japanese.